Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'll be right back. Keep an eye on little Bev.
Hold on. Where are you going?
What, you mean this? I realized I don't need the bartender job to make more money. I'm recycling these beer cans.
Where'd you get so many?
From the garage. There are a couple cases in the fridge.
You poured out my beer!
All right, welcome back. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So the winter debut of The Conners on ABC is next Tuesday, and there will be a viewing party held in Chicago to benefit the Chicago Fire Department's Widows and Children's Fund. Chicago's very own Lisa Goranson has played Becky Conner on Roseanne forever, and now she's on The Conners, and Lisa joins us once again. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Can I still say Happy New Year? Are we still okay? Are we covered, you know, mid-January?
Well, look. Put it this way, it's not quite the Chinese New Year, so...
It's true.
You know, there's multiple New Years in our global consciousness.
Right out of the box, when I see you next Tuesday, I owe you, like, a case of Frangos. What we talked about last time.
So you were going to give me a care package.
Yes.
What happened, Dave?
I'm going to deliver it in person, is what I'm going to do on Tuesday, because I do live up to my word. I'm a little late, but it will come to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll see, you know.
Okay. All right. So, speaking of New Year's, any New Year's resolutions? Do you make any? Is that a big deal for you?
It is. I think it's a big deal, but I think it's funny that we have these hopes at the beginning of the year, and then they kind of trickle off. I mean, if you asked me what my New Year's resolution was last year, I have no idea what it was. But I think... For me, I'm a really kind of, I can be a really type A person, and, you know, I'm pretty driven and whatever. One thing that's really hard for me is to kind of chill out.
Yeah.
So my resolution, I guess it's hard to put it in specific words, but it's more of like a, you know, taking my time, being more patient, you know, instead of just getting up and going, kind of taking care of myself a little bit more, if that makes sense. Kind of a vibe, Dave, you know?
I get what you're saying. I kind of said the same thing in the beginning of the year, that I wanted to slow down this year and enjoy the moments a little more, but I'm also type A, and I know I'm just full of crap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do my best.
Well, then I find myself getting in some kind of manic mode, and I'm just like, oh, here we go. But
yeah.
I think it's good to have intentions, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll try. We'll make an effort. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make an effort. Now, earlier today, you taped another new episode of The Conners, but you're coming back to town next week for a viewing party. Actually, there's a couple really cool episodes coming up, and this one specifically on Tuesday, and I'm glad you're doing this, and people can come see and stuff. This is kind of inspired, you know, by you being here from Chicago. You know, obviously the series takes place in Illinois, so you're kind of the grounding point, probably Laurie Metcalf a little bit too, but you're kind of the grounding point for Chicago, so kind of cool that, you know, this is based on you, your story.
Well, this is my story. It's my first story by, which means that I wrote an outline, not the full script.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fortunately, there's amazing writers that I work with who turned it into something really, really... full of joy and celebration and you know, frustration, all the things
sure.
we experience mm-hmm. as Bears fans. But, you know, I grew up in the Chicago area, and one thing that I really have felt missing in the show is the presence of sport, because, as we know, it's a huge part of our culture in Chicago. And, you know, to me, being a sports fan from Chicago is not something that's shallow. It's not something that means nothing. There's something to me that connects to my family. It connects to my neighbors. It connects to when I'm back and I see someone, I'm wearing a Blackhawks hat and someone says, did you watch the game last night? I mean, it's also a way to communicate with others without having to go deep or, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can talk about things in that manner. And I just see it as a venue that's actually really important to me in a soul way. And so, you know, I wanted it to manifest in a way that was one of our most epic times of the year, which is the Bears-Packers game.
The rivalry. Yeah.
And that's the premise of the show. And it was, you know, it wasn't totally easy pushing it through, pushing what my idea was through, but it did manifest. And I'm just really, really overjoyed. It is truly a love letter to Chicago from me and to all sports fans. You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Not just me, us, the greater Connors family. We had a great time shooting it. So I encourage people to watch it with their families, with friends, at the sports bar that they go to see the Bears lose.
Well, not the season. But no, I know what you're saying, because no matter where you live, people are going to get this because everyone's got, you know, their team that they're rabid about. Or they're living someplace else and they grew up in another city and they still watch those games. So I totally get, you know, how even though it's focused very much on Chicago, which is reflective of, you know, Lanford, Illinois, and it was outside of Chicago where the series takes place. But I think everybody's going to relate to this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think there is a culture that's unique to Chicago in terms of sports fans, but absolutely everyone across the country and the world can relate to having a team that has a rival and what that means and kind of the epic, you know, nature of that when that rolls around.
Yeah.
I just talked to MLB.com yesterday because I got tickets to the Cubs Cardinals game in London right away.
Oh, and that's cool.
And they just wanted to talk to me as like a fan that, you know, Cubs fan. So I was talking about that as well, of course, plugging the episode through and through. But
Good for you.
We do what we can. But, yeah, I'm excited. I want to hear what people from Chicago think about it.
You know, there's a lot of Chicago celebs that, and I know you know this too, that say they're from Chicago and they do the big cheerleading, but they're not deep into all this. You know, you talk to the Bob Newharts and the Joe Montanas and some of those guys that are real, Gary Sinise, they're really into it. They're following it. They're watching the games when they can. And then there's people that say they're from Chicago, but really still have no connections. You are deep into this. I mean, last time we spoke too, I mean, just the neighborhoods, the places to go, you know, places to eat, you know, you're not doing just the touristy stuff. I mean, you get the city, and that's what I love. I mean, it's deep in your soul.
It really is. And I, you know, I have a lot of pride coming from Chicago. I do. I mean, I have to say Evanston, you know, not from Chicago, everyone. I'm from Evanston, but you know, it's close. Okay.
Yeah. That's
very
true.
Close.
That's true. No, you know, when you were talking Chicago, when you talk Evanston, when you talk Oak Park, you're right there. Yeah, I mean, it's right there. If you say, you know, with all due respect to the people out there, if you say I'm from Sugar Grove or I'm from Chicago and you're from Sugar Grove, now you're not from Chicago. Now you're a little further away from the city. But
right. Well, geographically, you know, when people say they're from the Chicago area, it gets pretty west. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It's
it
true.
Gets pretty far west. Yeah. And then I go, wait, I haven't even heard of that place.
I'm from Chicago. Where are you from? Peoria. Nope. No, you're not. So this viewing party is it's on Tuesday night. It is on Joe's on Weed, located 940 West Weed Street. Doors open at 6. Live screening, of course, is at 7 because it's running live on ABC. It's open to 21 and over unless you're accompanied by adult. And it's Lacey, and that's L-E-C-Y, yeah. Bears Down. Eventbrite.com, and we'll put a link on the podcast that we'll throw up on WGNRadio.com as well. But there's also, okay, so you got this episode coming up, but what's also very cool is there's a live episode coming up. And I mean, there's so many.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, in the days of.
Holy cow.
In the days of the 50s. I mean, I know we're talking way before our time, but that's how shows were done. You were doing live and then they were taping them, putting them on Kinescope to show them on the East Coast or West Coast or whatever it might be. You're going to do like two live episodes because you're going to do them for both coasts, right?
Don't remind me. Well, just think, you know, this Tuesday when everyone is celebrating and laughing at this, you know, wonderful experience, bonding experience, just think, just in a matter of weeks, just pray for me, please.
That's
thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, but you know, but you have a passion, okay, for theater and dance. You're no stranger to performing live in front of an audience.
Yes.
Neither is Laurie Metcalf with the Steppenwolf and stuff. So I get the nervousness, but there's got to be some nervous excitement because you're going to do something really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now, it's, you know, we don't have the script and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. I think, you know, in any project, when you're kind of up in the air in that regard, you don't feel grounded, you know? So I think once we know what we're doing, that's going to help. And, you know, if there's no like aerobatics or,
right.
whatever, you know, shooting me out of a cannon or whatever could possibly happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's exciting. It's just really new and, yeah, we'll see. We will see.
Is the approach going to be a little different? Like, are you gonna start a little further out in advance and do some real run-throughs on this? Like, I have to assume you might approach this differently.
That is the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to, I think we're even going to have a weekend rehearsal. But one of the kind of factors in the whole thing is that Lori is leaving us, unfortunately, but fortunately for her, because she's doing Virginia Woolf on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, I read about that, yeah.
So she's going to kind of be going back and forth because she'll be deep in rehearsal. But, you know, she'll be there. She'll be there. I hope she has a lot of lines, and so does John Goodman.
Yeah.
So does Sarah Gilbert. Yeah. So does everyone, and I just kind of am in the background.
I don't think so. I'm sure there'll be a nice balance. I know you're hoping. So you haven't seen the script yet? Have you seen the script or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know. But, you know, I guess it's centered around loosely, but I don't know the details, but the election. So it's going to be about voting, getting out the vote and whatever in a Connors way.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, there's going to be some live ABC news stuff happening within the show, which it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
I really think this is going to be cool because typically, and people don't know this unless they've gone to a show like a sitcom in Los Angeles or New York and watched it. But like when you're taping on Friday nights like you did tonight, how long did that take? Like, when do you, like, it's a matter of hours sometimes, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, we try to do some pre-shoots on Thursday and sometimes Friday during the day, but usually we start at 6 and we go anywhere from 9 to 10:30, I guess, generally.
Okay.
But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's exciting because the people in our audience are usually fans of the show.
They're pumped.
Yeah, they are. And our show does have pathos. You know, there's a lot of different elements. It's not just, you know, like a stand-up show. I mean, there's real moments and there's story-driven comedy. And, you know, it is theatrical because we have a lot of theatrical pros working on the show. We have Estelle Parsons back on the show.
That's right. She's
this
awesome.
Week, who's just a force of nature and something to behold. She always elevates things. So it's pretty cool, you know. I mean, I'm lucky. What can I say?
Good stuff. And I'm glad
it's
you're
a
doing
good
this.
Gig.
Yeah, it is a good gig. And I like that you're doing something and giving back too. And that happens again next Tuesday. It's the Connors viewing party right here in Chicago. Joe's on Weed, located 940 West Weed Street. Event is open at 21 and over unless you're accompanied by adult. You can get tickets at Lecy Bears Down, L-E-C-Y, Bears Down, .eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, .com. It all starts at 6, viewing party at 7, and I will bring Frangos, I promise. And
either I will share my Frangos or I will not. But we do have a lot of Connors merch, too.
Oh, that's cool. Auctioning off.
So that'll be cool. Yeah,
that's cool. All right, we'll do that. We'll split it old style.
That sounds split. Come on, Dave.
All right, I'll just have my own.
Excellent.
All right, we'll see you next Tuesday, Lisey.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right, top stories
see you
are
soon.
Next. Yeah, all right, see you then. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.